You're right. All right, I'm going to turn up the volume a little bit. And Shanna says, I just finished a 12-week stronger program. I've already done 1, 3, and 7. Took the quiz. It said to do stronger 6, but when I looked at stronger 6 intro, it said I should have been lifting for longer than 1 year. I haven't yet. So am I okay to do it? You are okay to do it. I think that is the one built on cycles. It's a little confusing. Don't let that confuse you. So that said, okay, jump in. Don't worry about it. If you're still cycling, it's probably easier to know where to start. If not, you're going to go with the moon, but you're going to be just fine doing it. So yes, you're perfectly okay. And Linda, we want to know how it went. So Linda said last week she was having hip surgery and she would try to be here today, and she is here. So we are major impressed. So how are you feeling? And I'm going to scroll up and keep answering. Okay. Leslie said from my Stronger 3 workout 11, there was a comment regarding, sorry, joint foot pain could be macronutrient related. What do I do to troubleshoot this? A macronutrient test. So the only way to know for sure would be ask your doctor for some testing. And here's the suggestion. You would probably have to pay for this out of pocket, and you can do that. You and I can order self-directed tests any day we want to. You can go to the website at flipping50.com/resources, and you'll see lab tests from your lab work that I share. And I send you there. Hold one moment. Not just because that's the only place to go. You can probably go down the street if you live in a larger city to LabQuest or something else in your region. But you will get a wealth of information there about what tests could I choose to do. And on the right side of that screen, you'll get how will I benefit from this? Why is this one important? And it will tell you that if you're looking at your B vitamins, you're going to learn this is so related to stress. And if you're not resilient, your immune system's depleted, you're under a great deal of stress. And so you're going to learn a lot from it. Whether or not you order it, I don't care. But it is a great place to go and get some information and built by good friends of mine. So I send you there for twofold. If you want to order, you first need to make sure you live in a state that's possible. And there are a couple of New Jersey, for instance, you can't do it there. But elsewhere you could, and it would send you a lab order directly to you, and you would take that to something close by to you, most likely. But you need to make sure in your state that's possible. But go for the information alone. If you are going to a Western-trained doctor, you would have to say or be convincing that there is something going wrong, and there's a reason they should suspect that we need to check micronutrients. And it's potentially got to be your doctor's idea. So if they don't think insurance will cover it because there's not enough reason, then they may turn you down and say, I'm not going to order that because they know it won't be covered. Even if you wanted to pay it out of pocket, they may argue with you. Ironic, but that's true. If you're working with a functional doctor, they will probably be very proactive and be willing to entertain what is it that you want to test. But often, we are deficient in micronutrients like vitamin D, magnesium, and omega-3, and our 3-to-6 ratio is not where it should be optimized. If anybody were struggling with high levels of stress or energy, vitamin D and even iron, if you're postmenopausal, I still would look at that, would be things to look at. Vitamin E and selenium, and these are kind of a little more outskirt, but if you have some issues with thyroid or energy, I would also look at those if it were me. But the ones I almost always suggest and look at for myself are magnesium, vitamin D. You don't just want to start supplementing vitamin D because there's a sweet spot for that. Magnesium, you do have some latitude. Your body will tell you when it's got enough. You're going to start sleeping better, or you're going to start being more regular, or both. And a lot of things may change in terms of muscle cramps or absence of them if you're on the right amount. Magnesium is a two tolerance, but you can't say the same for a lot of others. You want to be not too high, not too low in the sweet spot. So magnesium might be one you test, might not, but vitamin D, absolutely. Omega-3 to 6 ratio, you need to know where you're at to maybe be convinced you need to take more omega-3s. The RDA is probably not enough for the majority of us. Vitamin B, and you can look at the sweet or you can isolate. B12 and B6 are most associated with high levels of stress and/or energy. So those are two to look at. And then iron serum, ferritin serum is really what you want to know. So just the iron information you get back from a regular blood panel doesn't tell you enough to tell you if it's iron depletion that's affecting energy levels. So hope that helps and gives you some indication. And seek out a doctor if you really want some guidance from them on what would be most beneficial. Hope that helped. How often should we be jumping like that? So right now we need to jump again, by the way. So before we turned on the recording, if you're watching the replay, I had a low activity day, so I need a little, and I haven't done much impact. So 10 to 20 jumps, really what you're after, 10 to 20 jumps, four sets of that, 5 to 7 days a week. So most days of the week for bone density. So you can go really high. We could do great big jump squats, or I'm standing here and I'm actually in flip-flops. So I'm not going to do really high jump squats. I'm just going to do some impact. If you can't truly jump up and down, heel drops, remember it really needs to be a drop. We're not trying to soften it. We're trying to hit the impact into the heel to go to the knee to go to the hip. As it goes upstairs, we lose some pressure, right? So that's the recommendation for bone density for jumping that actually helps. So it's called ground force. So the more ground force, the better. Those of you who also can't jump, not just drop squats, but stomping, stomp your feet, stomp up and down stairs is another way to up the grade. So you ready? 20 jumps. So your choice. You can scissor your legs, you can jumping jack, you can jump in place. Ready? Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, now I have to breathe. So we're gonna admit Isabel and Anna. All right, two sets down. Somebody's job is to remind me in 5 minutes. We need to do that again. All right. Okay. Let me scroll back up. Whole body vibration. What a great idea. Yes, right. I thought of you when I saw you. You reminded me. So it's all up to you. So from Linda, hip replacement surgery was this morning. So let me just ask you, how many people do you know that show up at a coaching call when hip replacement was this morning? So gold star. All right. 7:30 a.m. home by 11 a.m. So Wonder Woman. My husband and surgeon said I rocked it. So grateful to have my kids and my husband feeding me, taking care of meds, our cats, and the house doing fine on Tylenol and once a day Celebrex. Hoping to not to need to bring in the big guns to sleep. The ice machine is fire, but much cooler. See what I mean with that, LOL. Short walks to the bathroom and back every 40 minutes. May not stay for the entire coaching call, but we'll listen to it this weekend. Thanks so much for your support. Way to go. Awesome. Okay, so send her a little love, everybody. She's got three hearts. Let's pump that up. All right. And Sharon says, I'm getting a hysterectomy on 3/26. Well, Sharon, you now know that we expect you to be here for the next coaching call. But a week from this Thursday, that one I knew that the 27th is a national holiday. I had been doing Stronger 7 earlier this year, but got sidetracked. So didn't get past maybe week 4 or 5. Right now, trying to do the whole flip before I go in for surgery. And I'm not doing the best. I've gotten the strength training days in, but nothing else. I'm always exhausted. And somewhere in the instructions for the whole flip, it says if I'm exhausted to talk with you for other ideas. What would you suggest I do up to the surgery next week? And then where to start after that? I'm cleared for my 6 weeks. Yeah, great question. And my guess is partially that the fatigue is probably part of the reason or contributing to some of the reason that you're doing the hysterectomy. So hopefully that will be cleared up afterward. And yet you'll be recovering from a major surgery. So there is that too. But I always recommend when somebody is going into surgery, maintaining mobility will be important. Working on your core is always important, less so for you, given, say, with Linda. So she's doing a hip, meaning the right or the left side, that's going to throw you off. Symmetry. We're not perfectly symmetrical the way it is, but certainly that's going to throw things off because we begin to favor as we lead up to something becoming enough problematic so that we're changing it. But even after in recovery, the work is to kind of put the body back and to repattern the brain to do something that it's been trying not to because it didn't want pain. Not quite where you're going to be, but you'll probably get very limited ability to do certain things. And yet, something that you might look into if you don't have them is blood flow restriction bands. So they are one of the reasons they're recommended is for use during bed rest. And the idea is that you're tricking your body into thinking it's moving and exercising, but it's not. And you obviously won't be able to do a lot of pushing, pulling kinds of things. But you'll probably start with walking and just easy movement and working up your endurance very gradually. But I would potentially right now be just working on your mobility, some body weight things daily, but not overdoing it. So little exercise snacks throughout the day might be most beneficial, both to boost your mood and improve sleep, your ability to get to sleep and maintain that mobility and strength that you've got just holding on to it. But blood flow restriction bands for the first week or two when you're probably going to do a little bit more recovering and less movement, and gradually you'll be able to do a little bit more. But I know you're, kind of a mover, in general. And so, I wouldn't necessarily say push through the workouts even so. So if you're still tired, leave those out. But you might want to consider some of the core exercises in the whole flip. Those are about 15 minutes long, but you're lying down. It's a little bit more easy on you. And yet you're working on that core and you're going to welcome a strong core, even though you're going to have major surgery right there. It still will be less invasive than, it was 20 to 30 years ago. So I hope that was helpful. Little bits and if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but Sharon, if you have a whole body vibration, I would get on that and use it. Even sitting on it, standing on it, or doing some balance on it. If that feels like doable, you could try that again. So Linda said record again. So it is recording. So are you asking for a certain reason? Let me know what that is. So it is recording right now. If I click on it, I'm going to be stopping recording. Does it appear differently for you? Everything changed just a little bit, by the way. So it just may have moved. But Sharon, let me know if whole body vibration is accessible. I would use that, and that's going to be helpful too to maintain muscle activation. And I would just ask your doc, your surgeon, or if they'll send you to physical therapy, which I would hope they would, but potentially they will not. I would ask about that. Just say, do you know anything about whole body vibration? I have one. How soon before you would recommend I sit on that or stand on that just for use, not even exercising on it? Okay. Shanna said stronger six is indeed the one based on cycles. Think I figured it out. Conveniently, this week is the new moon. There you go. Okay, so since I'm not cycling anymore, we'll allow the moon to be in charge. Have to bail out on the meeting and go back to work. Okay, you got it. Thanks for asking. Yes, I have whole body vibration. So I would just start with small bits. And normally, so mine comes to me in 9 minute cycles. So I leave that setting, but I would just do 9 minutes at a time. And when you're first starting, you may not want to do that, not even that, but I would turn it down, keep it at the lowest setting, and just think of it. You may feel a little unstable after being in bed rest. And just being up to walk, but take it as you go. And I would do a couple minutes at a time and see how you feel, making sure you've got a hand on a wall or it's close by so that you have stability at your service. And the first time might be smart to have somebody else in the room. Okay. Isabel says, do you have a recommendation for a weighted pack vest to use while walking? All my recommendations on most, Isabel, are at flipping50.com/resources. So if you click into the Amazon store links with fitness tools that are right at the top of that page, the vests that I recommend are going to pop right up. And so they're ones that are, you're looking for one that is about 10% your body weight and no heavier than that. You can get one lighter and work your way up if you want to and feel that safer. But that's depending on what you're using it for. If you're going to walk with it, that's where you would go. If you're using it to weight your body while you're doing, say, squats or lunges, you can go a little bit heavier because you're just using it as more to weight the hips or lower body as you're doing the exercise. But then I would recommend you absolutely do not walk with it. So it really depends if you've got a specific purpose. Okay. And yeah, no harm, no foul, Linda. Everything has changed. So it's just they must have made an update. So it's a little different. Anna says, have you used red light therapy for healing after an injury? What are your thoughts on its effectiveness for reducing inflammation and speeding up healing? This is interesting. So there must be something going around because somebody asked this question, I think last week, maybe it was the week before. So I get sent all kinds of little tools. So I have red light therapy for my face. I have a red light therapy pad, more of a line, like a little pad for lower back is like the most common place, but I could put it across my upper back or shoulders if I wanted to. And then I've got one called the Move from, I think, Kenyon. And that one comes in little bullets that I've used around my knee. And I did that before stem cell therapy, and I did it even. Might have done it after stem cell to help the healing, but we actually want the body to have to kick in to do the inflammatory healing. So, no omega-3s, and I didn't want to even help it with red light therapy. So, I don't have any miracle experience to share, certainly. My question is always, though, this. I don't know that it wouldn't have gotten worse had I not been using the therapy. So that's, the question of the century that I'll never have an answer to. I can't say that it felt better because I was using it, but I also can't say it got any worse and would it have? So not very helpful, or maybe it is, but that's kind of my take on it. I was impressed by the research that goes into making those. The people producing them and are and behind them often are people who are extremely active people, and they have been looking for pain relief for themselves, and that's why they produced it and made it. That's not a cheap endeavor. I think a lot of times people think, well, somebody's just out to sell me something, but they made it. They took a risk in producing products and filling a warehouse with them. That's a big gamble. And so nobody probably who's willing to be their own spokesperson and someone willing to be on a podcast. And I always interview anybody who's sending me things. If I'm going to, really get behind it and I like it, I use it, I want to share the person who came up with it with you. So that's a little bit of how you know, do I really know, like, and trust this versus did somebody just bring this to me? That's kind of my take on it. So often you're going to get, this is what I've tried and I love and use. So hopefully that helps. Time to jump. Okay. All right, everybody ready? Okay. Third set. So we're doing jumps. If you joined us late, I've had a low movement day. I have not done too much ground force movement, or it's not my day to lift. So I need a little, and we're just shaking things up. So if you want to jump, we're going to do 20 jumps. If you're not jumping, you can do heel drops or you can do stomps in place. Are you ready? Set. Go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. All right. Moses liked that. Okay. And no, not out of breath at all. Let me see. Where did I leave off? Do you suggest using restriction blood flow band on regularly in addition to lifting? I don't think there's really any reason to if you're lifting, right? So if you're doing 2 times a week the minimum and you're recovering, you're working hard during those sessions, is there a reason to do a third time? I don't think so. If you are not able to lift heavy, and by heavy, if you reach a point of if I go below 15 or 12 repetitions, I start to have aches and pains. I might suggest you would benefit from wearing them while lifting, not necessarily other times, because it's not the frequency. It is the, are you getting the intensity that becomes more helpful if you can't cross that line anymore? So I don't necessarily think you need them. If you're doing resistance training to muscular fatigue, and if you're able to go heavy, you're doing everything you need to. If you struggle to get that heavier because injuries start to happen, you start to just feel more achy. Great reason, you found your line. But now wearing the blood flow restriction band while you're using that weight that got you to that point will make the weight feel heavier and trick your body into feeling like I've done more work. And so it will super compensate to a greater extent. Hope that makes sense. Deb says, my doc is not giving me any definitive direction for healing after stem cell and PRP. I am lost at how much and how soon I can do more movement. Deb, can you share what you had done? Was it knee, hip? Do you want to share that? I will share what I did. And that said, everyone, so number one, I'm not a doctor. I'm not diagnosing and I'm not trying to treat. I'm sharing what I did and I'm sharing the why behind it. Because in most cases, you will not have the benefit from the stem cell until anywhere between 3 and 6 months later, will that actually show up. The more you do early, the more you interfere with getting those benefits because it's still working. It's just starting to take. And so you need the body to be able to kind of decrease that inflammation by itself. If you exercise too much too soon, you'll be imposing inflammation on it. That's what exercise does. It's supposed to, and then you heal. But when you've already got trauma there in a joint, you don't want to add it. So if it's your lower body, you can do upper body work and you're going to be okay. Now, systemically, your physician might argue with me and say, I don't want you to have inflammation anywhere because inflammation goes systemically through the system. I said, ha, I said, I know myself. I said, mentally, psychologically, I'm going to heal a whole lot faster if I am back to feeling fit, being strong, and I'm sleeping better, which is going to happen because I'm being more active, because that is who I am and I'm doing it. So we had a chat. And, I waited. I was very dutiful in waiting for imposing longer walks, even. It wasn't until, I think it was at a, I had it done in June, and I was 2 months later, I was on site for my grandson's birth. That's what it was. And I took a walk from the house and kind of got lost. I mean, not lost. I mean, I knew my way back, but I did not mean to turn a corner that took me further. So I had about a 45-minute walk and really had only done 25 to 30, and that was long. And that was a big deal. So, the next day, I noticed it. And that was 8 weeks. So by the time I did that, I was like, okay, not too bad though. So I'm okay. So I began to do longer walks more regularly and work that up. And then I did began to work strength training back in for the lower body as well, probably in about month 2.5 to 3. And I started going heavy. What really bothered me was impact. So the jumps that we're doing today would have bothered me coming back from it. They don't bother me at all. They wouldn't have bothered me, before stem cell either. Wasn't where I was feeling the challenge. But you just want to be cautious about there's a very big difference between pushing under control against resistance, say in a squat, and jumping and that compression that occurs. And I know you might think there's compression that occurs in the strength training as well, but it's controlled. It's very different than that boom, 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 boom pounding that would happen in jumping. So I believe I created some of the ground force jumping videos during about month 3 to 4. And I was like, that was not a good idea because I created them all at once, and my niece told me about it the next day, the right one. So just take it slow, and it probably is that higher impact kind of work that is going to be weighed on that, depending on if it is it your knee, your ankle, or your hip. But I would suggest that. And I will tell you that my niece had stem cell in her hip. She's 16 years younger. They were not quite as conservative with her treatment plan post. And so she got back to things a little bit quicker. I don't know, how heavy, and she wasn't doing a lot of jumping, but I know she started jogging again. It was feeling good. So there is that. I hope that was just a little bit helpful, but it's just a story about what worked for me, how it's going now. I'm still better off than before I did it. The real test is, days in a row of climbing and hiking, because Moab was fine, but less climbing and hiking of the type that we do in Colorado. So in June, I'll let you know how it went. And or people on their retreat will see me in tears, or not. Chris said, when looking for a vibration plate, what are the special points to look for? I know power plate is my favorite thing. I've looked, it's wondering if there may be a cheaper version out there. So wondering what to look for. Chris, are you a member? Can you tell me that? Because we have stronger only people here as well, and members, you're invited. I am supposed to see you in June in Colorado. Yes, I know you are. I prefer that you say I will see you in June in Colorado, Deb. Knee, neck, and scapula. Okay. Chris, can you tell me, are you a member? Can you give me a thumbs up if you are? Chris, are you still? I think so. What is that? Are you using the app, Chris? Can you tell me if you're using the app? Sorry, I am using the app. Okay, so the only way you can be in the app is if you are stronger. Okay, so then yes, what I want to do is send you to the master classes section. So that's a category. So scroll down when you're in the library and look for master classes. And I added a master class that we had done in 2023 because it's probably one of the most in demand. And it's not right now, I'm not sure if it already double existed in mini course for bone health. And if it did, we might have pulled that out because we put the new course in there. So go and find that master class. And there is a handout associated with it. It's a resource attached to it. Grab that resource, and you don't have to watch the master class, but go grab that resource, and it will tell you in a table based on your major goals, your priorities. Is it bone density? Is it stimulating muscle mass because you can't lift heavy? Is it weight loss? Is it cellulite? Is it lymphatic drainage? And I know all of us want all the things, but which is your priority? Why are you looking at this? Then you'll know what hertz level do I need because I put the hertz and the science associated with it next to that. It's a pretty extensive handout, but that is what you want to go and look for so that you know I want bone density. And off the top of my head, I can tell you want a hertz level between 20 and 30. Those are what all of the science really is covering. So, if you can get 25 hertz, you're right in that sweet spot, and you want to know that you've got that if bone density is your cue. So, it may go all the way up to 40, but 40 is not what you want. If you want bone density, we want between 20 and 30. 40 is for weight loss, and we also want lower ones for other things. So, you want to kind of look at what range do you have and how much. So there is hertz level, and then there is how much does it actually vibrate up and down, or does it vibrate side to side? Look at those kinds of features, and I think you'll get a lot of information from that. Okay. All right. Another whole body vibration plate question. The one I have vibrates and oscillates. Not sure when and how to use which feature. Jane, I would go and grab that handout as well. So it tells a little bit, primarily hertz, but it also indicates a little bit if it was relevant, like really relevant to the results of the science. So that same handout may be beneficial for you. So in terms of vibrates, vibrate is more of an up and down, oscillates is this way. And oscillating can be much more gentle for those people who are not supposed to do the up and down. So if you're thrown off by that, then sometimes if you've got a condition that is a contraindication for the up and down, you can use the oscillating. So check on that. Amber says, using the app, but that class about power plates won't play for me, says I don't have access. I'll try again and email help if it does work. So, Amber, do you have VIP or Essentials? So, Essentials members don't have access to master classes. And let me take a look at this. And I will go see it afterward. So if somebody needs to change a setting on that, I will do it. But it's just a click of a button, but it should be displaying for everybody. But I can check on that. Lacey said, have you ever done a deep dive into smart scale metrics and what they all mean, how we can move the needle? Maybe a podcast or a blog post? Great question. And here's my answer. So, Amber, with Essentials, you don't have access to master classes. So, you have Essentials means access to all exercise things, exercise videos, exercise programs, but no challenges, no recipes, no master classes. So, hope that helps. And Lacey, I feel like I do this all the time. Yes. So we talk constantly about skeletal muscle mass is the one you want. If you have a smart scale that's really smart, went to college, finished all the way, it tells you skeletal muscle mass because that is the only thing that you and I can impact by exercise and by eating protein. So when you get the results from a scale that says fat-free mass, that is everything but fat. So it's your bone, it's your internal organs, it's tendons, ligaments, joints, and skeletal muscle mass. So that is just kind of everything else. And so it's not very informative. You want a scale that's gone to college and finished and tells you skeletal muscle mass and not in percentages, but in pounds or kilograms. So then you know your real estate. You probably wouldn't want to buy a house on a block that said, and your acreage is, ¾% of this area. Because what does that mean to you? What if somebody else builds over here and over here? Now, ¾ of what area, right? We don't want to know that. We want to know exactly here's the perimeter and how much you have. Pounds and kilograms gives you that. You don't want to see that number go down. And we trend. We can go up and down in, a week we test and another week we test. Even if it's Monday morning, I void my bladder, I get on the scale. It's going to be slightly different because of how much we sweat, the barometric pressure, the humidity, the heat, foods we ate, all of that is going to change it a little bit. If you're a woman who's still cycling regularly from week to week, that will change things. So you have to look for, we're going to look for trends. It takes at least three dots going in the wrong direction or the right one to really show us, okay, we're seeing some significant change. And over time, the more dots, the better. But you don't want to get too excited about, something changed from last week to this week. I gained 3 pounds. It's very common for women to fluctuate between 2 and 5 pounds from one day to the next, especially those women who are cycling. So realize that. And Lacey, I hope that was helpful. So we've stated that about smart scales over and over, but probably haven't done a singular deep dive into pay attention here. We're only talking about that. So thanks for the input on that. Lacey said the scorecard says my optimal total skeletal muscle mass should be 55 plus or minus 6.8. My scale tells me I'm at 69 pounds, but says it's low. Interesting. So you're putting yourself on the table. You're looking at the table and it's telling you that for your based on your weight. So let me ask if that's where that's coming from. Can you put in a thumbs up? So you're looking at the table and it's suggesting that. Lacey, I'll give you a second to answer. And I think so, yes. So remember that the table is based on norms. The norm is 80% of people are not in very good shape and do not exercise. You, my dear, are not shooting for norms. You're shooting for excellent. So if you're over and above, you're exactly where you should be, right? We don't want to shoot for the norm. Those tables are there just because we all can't help ourselves but compare. And that I want you to look at the excellent category is your first stop. And then after that, my hope is that you are off to the right on those tables. And we, you and me, all of us right here are changing those tables, meaning changing history. And that's why we're here. Linda said, even though I can't strength train for a while, how do I add stronger 10 to my favorites? So you bring that up, and what you'll do is you'll add videos within it to your favorites. So you just bring it up, and under the videos, you'll see favorites, add to calendar. So you'll see those options. All right, it's time for jumping. Are you ready? So remember this, that direction also feeds bone density. So if you're right here all the time, right here, you're not getting that directional difference. So if I jump side to side, now I have some lateral stress coming to the bone, and we want lateral stress. If I jump forward and back, I have it in a different kind of a place on the front and on the back of the bone than I did from just getting it from here. So changing it up can be also really good. So you decide. All right, are you ready? 20. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you want to keep going? All right. Nice job. All right. Anybody else have a question? And I'm going to scroll. Did I miss anybody? Let me know. Shout out if I did. And I'm going to come back to you, Deb, in regard to your stem cell. And I don't know this to be true, so I would speculate it. But because if you're putting in steps and you're looking at walking and hiking and getting in time on your feet, the most urgent thing for you to do is rest that knee. But your neck and your scapula, they're not going to take a lot of load. They're there. They're still balancing, but it would be, beginning to walk a little bit. I don't know what you were told for the first few days, but literally I was told, almost no activity for a couple of weeks, and that almost killed me. But unfortunately, once you get used to it, you really get used to it. So that's not great, but then beginning to walk to bring yourself back up to the point where you were prior, and getting in 10 minutes and getting in 20 minutes and just beginning to move with stable ground, and adding little by little. So what you want to watch out for more than anything for a while would be hiking. You would not want to do that, but you can get in more steps safely on flat, stable surface. So we don't want you to go up and down over terrain and tweak that knee, because the good stuff and the magic is still trying to happen right then. All right, I don't have any more questions coming in. Anybody want to jump in here? All right, very quiet. So I'm going to take that for a no. Nobody else has a question right now. So head on over. I have one question for all of you. Does anybody have anybody here who is a member? So you're a Flipping 50 member who's not yet using the app. Let us know. So if you happen to be here and you're either Essentials or you're VIP, let us know that. And we want to get you over there as quickly as possible. We're now using the community over there. So we will start parting ways with the Facebook group. And that will be good news to some of you who'd never liked it anyway, and or don't use Facebook. So now there's a way for you to You've got a question, you just did a video question on this, you can ask, or there's something that you're not finding, you can ask also. So those of you who are essentials, you don't have community, you have announcements, but those of you who have VIPs, you have full access to the community coach every day. I'm in there in and out every day as well. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for the questions. One more comment. Let me grab it. Don't forget to add the book recommendations to the community in the app. The book recommendations. Am I adding that? What am I adding? Elizabeth, give me a jog to my memory here from last week. That was 7 days ago. What did we talk about? Okay. And have no idea what that was, but we'll try and grab that from the notes and see if we can push it up there. So that would be from your notes from Stronger Calls. And for if you're in the VIP group, we'll see if we can post a little link about some of the book recommendations. All right, everybody, thanks again for being here. Have a great and safe St. Patrick's Day.